I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every once in a while, I come across a novel by Emily St. John Mandel. I skimmed some titles, but nothing caught my attention. When her fifth novel appeared, The Glass Hotel, The Dust Jacket intrigued me. She was a finalist for a National Book Award and the Penn Faulkner Award. This mysterious story began on the first few pages with two characters, a woman named Vincent and her brother Paul. Emily wrote, "At the end of 1999, Paul was studying finance at the University of Toronto, which should have felt like triumph, but everything was wrong. When he was younger, he assumed he'd major in musical composition, but he sold his keyboard during a bad period a couple of years back, and his mother was unwilling to entertain the idea of an impractical degree, for which, after several expensive rounds of rehab, he couldn't really blame her, so he enrolled in finance classes on the theory that this represented a practical and impressive adult-like forward direction. Look at me, learning about markets and the movement of money. But the one flaw in this brilliant plan was that he found the topic fatally uninteresting. The century was ending, and he had some complaints. At the end of his first semester, Paul was failing. This young man reminds me of Holden Caulfield of Catcher in the Rye fame." Vincent enters the story. Mandel writes, "Vincent was in the pool when she first met Jonathan's daughter, Claire. It was a cool evening in April, steam rising from the water. She'd known Claire was coming over that evening, but she hadn't expected to surface and find a woman in a suit staring at her through the steam like a damned apparition, standing perfectly still, with her hands clasped behind her back." Vincent gasped aloud, which, in retrospect, wasn't endearing. Claire, who had obviously just come from the office, was a very corporate-looking woman in her late 20s. "You must be Vincent. You must be Claire." Claire didn't dignify this with a response. Vincent was wearing a fairly modest one-piece swimsuit, but she felt extremely naked as she toweled off. "Vincent's an unusual name for a girl," Claire said, with a slight emphasis on girl, that struck Vincent as uncalled for. "I'm not that young," Vincent wanted to tell her, because at 24 she didn't feel young at all, but Claire was possibly dangerous, and Vincent hoped for peace, so she answered in the mildest tone possible. "My parents named me after a poet, Edna St. Vincent Millay." Claire's gaze flickered to the ring on Vincent's finger. "Well," she said, "we can't choose our parents, I suppose. What kind of work do they do?" It begins with some leisurely events, but the story will quickly draw the reader in because The Glass Hotel by Emily St. John Mandel is full of suspense and intrigue. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.